해와다 마다다 금자부하리 해와다 마다다 금자부하리 Sana balaba, kriba balai. Kasoran nga na, kagutan nga yaman na. Kasoran nga na, Yasodhanandana, Padukannayandana Yasodhanandana, Yamanasiradana Sari Yamanasiradana Sari Sayada marada, kunga bihari. Sama balaba, kiri balaba. Vaishnava, the power of permanent exposure to Kachara, the still of the Divine Grace, the Father, the Child, the Holy Spirit, all glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 6, text number 35 and 36. Putana loka balagni Rakshasi Rudrasana Chigam Sayapi Haraye Stanam Gatva Pasadgatim Kim Puna Sharaya Bhaktya Krishnaya Paramatmane Yachan Priyatamam Kinnu Raptastan Mataroyata Putana Loka Baladni Rakshasi Yudhirasana Chigam Shayapi Haraye Sanam Dattva Pasadgatim Kim Puna Sharaya Bhaktya Krishnaya Paramatmane Yachan Priyatamam Kimnu Ratastan Matarayata.
Thank you.
Putana, Putana, the professional Rakshasi, Lokabalagni, who used to kill human children, Rakshasi, the she-demon, Rudira Ashana, simply hankering for blood. Jigam Shaya, with the desire to kill Krishna, being envious of Krishna and having been instructed by Kamsa. Api, still. Haraye, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Stanam, her breast. Tattva, after offering. Apa, obtained. Sadgatim, the most elevated position of spiritual existence. Kim, what to speak of. Puna, again. Shraya, with faith. Bhaktya, by devotion. Krishnaya, unto Lord Krishna. Paramatmane, who is the Supreme Person. Yachan, offering. Priyatamam, the dearmost. Kim, something. Nu, indeed. Rakta, those who have an affinity. Tatmatara, Krishna's affectionate mothers. Offering the beloved child their breasts. Yata, exactly like. Translation. Putana, Putana, was always hankering for the blood of human children. And with that desire, she came to kill Krishna. But because she offered her breast to the Lord, she attained the greatest achievement. What then is to be said of those who had natural devotion, affection for Krishna's mothers, and who offered him their breast to suck, or offered something very dear, as a mother offers something to a child. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Putana had no affection for Krishna. Rather, she was envious and wanted to kill him. Nonetheless, because, with or without knowledge, she offered her breast, she attained the highest perfection achievement in life. But the offerings of devotees attracted to Krishna in parental love are always sincere. A mother likes to offer something to her child with affection and love. There is no question of envy. So here we can make a comparative study. If Putana could attain such an exalted position in spiritual life by neglectfully, enviously making an offering to Krishna, what is to be said of Mother Yashoda and the other gopis, who served Krishna with such great affection and love, offering everything for Krishna's satisfaction. The gopis automatically achieve the highest perfection. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends the affection of the gopis, either in maternal affection or in conjugal love, as the highest perfection in life. Ramya Kachidu Pasana Bhajabaru Vagena Yakalpita. Om Gyanatamam Syaganandanam Shlaka Chakrim Tanyan Talismai Sri Yurve Namaha. It's a nice verse, and once again demonstrates how Krishna is so merciful that Krishna rewarded Bhutana, Bhutana, with the position of being his mother in the spiritual world. And this is, Krishna never takes any offense, as it is said, that Krishna has a pure heart, and therefore, even if somebody is envious and blasphemes the Lord, he never takes it personally, he never becomes angry, he never tries to avenge himself. So that's Krishna. And so we should love Krishna because Krishna is the best friend of all living entities, and even when the living entities try to harm Krishna, he never wants to avenge himself. But just to teach us how to come to our real constitutional position of eternity, knowledge and bliss in full love of Krishna, we have to go through so many trials and tribulations in the material world. But a devotee never personally has anything against Krishna, because he always understands that Krishna is always looking out for our best interest. Whatever position we're in, that is the best position for us. Doesn't mean we shouldn't try to change it by being more Krishna conscious, but ultimately, when we start to see Krishna as the dear most friend, then we can really make some progress. And when we see that every living entity is suffering because they do not understand that, and we try to convince others to take up Krishna consciousness, then we become qualified to go back to Godhead. Until that point, we cannot go back to Godhead. It says clearly in the Srimad Bhagavatam, persons shanta samadhi shashita sarabhuta naranjana. Persons who are peaceful, equipoised, cleansed and purified, and know the art of pleasing all other living entities, keep friendship only with devotees to the Lord. They alone can very easily achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. And also in the fourth canto, there's a very nice verse which also describes the qualifications for going back to Godhead. Yad prajnanam svavichara vasavato lokasya vijayanta ete. The self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. Only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach the Vaikuntha planets. In the purport here, Srila Prabhupada talks about how Lord Chaitanya came to give love of God in the mood of the gopis. And so this is actually Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that he is the most merciful incarnation. And in another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when he offered his body, so it was said, Yodruvanat Mananata Nadanam Shopanam Iheta Bhutadaya Saso Chastavarapi, means that one who is unhappy to see the unhappiness of others and is happy to see the happiness of others, then his No, that's a different verse. Hold on. The meaning of that one, yodruvanatmananatha, means that one who does not sacrifice his impermanent body for the benefit of others is certainly pitted by even immovable living entities. So, and then one who actually sees our living entities suffering and suffers by seeing them suffering, then his religious principles are considered to be perfect by learned authorities. So these are the symptoms of a devotee and the qualifications for going back to Godhead, that these things have to be there. We can aspire to be a gopi or a tree, whatever you want to be in the spiritual world. There's five different relationships. But until we have this consciousness, which is the mood of Lord Chaitanya, we can't be followers of Lord Chaitanya without imbibing his instructions, which he said, I order every man in the universe to spread Krishna consciousness. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the Yuga avatar, and he came specifically to give the highest thing, which is love of Krishna. This is a very famous verse, which I don't know, but I'll read it. Anapata chiram chirat karunaya vatirna kalo samapayitam umutvajra rasam sabakti shriyam hari purita sundara duty kadamba sandipita sada vidaya kandare spiritu vasachinanda. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with radiance of molten gold, he has descended the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. But Lord Chaitanya came to give that. But Lord Chaitanya also used to go out on Harinam. He used to preach all the time. All his followers were preachers. So that is the personal example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that to be a follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to get the blessings of love of Krishna, then we have to be in that mood of spreading Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON specifically as a vehicle to give Krishna consciousness in an organized fashion. Before ISKCON was formed, there was no legal structure of any preaching movement of Lord Chaitanya's. So Lord Chaitanya himself, he was the first, Srila Prabhupada himself, he was the first acharya to actually legally construct an entity for spreading Krishna consciousness. So the goal was to have a society of devotees that could all work together cooperatively to try and spread Krishna consciousness and also develop love of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote many books. And these books give a very systematic way of developing love of Krishna. So he started by writing the Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavad Gita, very basic. Bhagavad Gita is basic, but Prabhupada labored very hard. Even when it got stolen or lost, he went through the whole thing again. He wrote it again. And then the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, all the different information about the planetary systems and the time factor and the atoms, and then all the different incarnations of the Lord culminating ultimately in the 10th canto. And then he went through the very painstaking process of writing very deep philosophical purports in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are not full of stories or real rasa like that, but very philosophical, difficult to read in one sense, but he did that out of his desire to philosophically establish Krishna consciousness on firm ground. But the ultimate goal is Krishna prema, is love of God. And Srila Prabhupada, he went through many austerities to try and make sure that his disciples and his followers didn't misunderstand and prematurely tried to come to the stage of Gopi Bhava, which is the ultimate goal. Although you can choose, if you want to be a tree in Vrindavan, or a cow, or a cowherd boy, or a parent, or a lover of Krishna, you have the choice. But ultimately, Lord Chaitanya came to give Krishna prema in the mood of the gopis. And so, but unfortunately, sometimes neophyte devotees, they become too anxious to reach that goal prematurely. So therefore, there was a famous instance in Los Angeles back in 1976 with the Gopi Bhava Club. The Gopi Bhava Club were a group of about 40 devotees who privately met to discuss the intimate pastimes, artificially thinking they can enter into the understandings of the gopis prematurely. Prabhupada said, he's talking, this will create havoc in our society, and the result will be that if this is allowed to go on, our preaching will be greatly hampered. This premature desire to understand the Lila of Krishna is due to mundane sex life desire, as we have seen amongst many of the Babaji's and Sahajas in Vrindavan. So this is a book I'm reading, Shiva Ramaswamy, he wrote this book. He researched the whole topic and is very full of quotes of Prabhupada on this whole topic. Qualifications for Krishna prema, how to develop Krishna prema, and a lot of quotes from Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada finally met representatives of the Gopi Bhava Club, he compared their attempt to focus exclusively on the gopis to the jumping of monkeys. When the leader of the group explained that their intention was to study the behavior of the gopis in order to develop their mood, Srila Prabhupada became angry. He explained that such study was for liberated souls who had no pinch of material desire, not for spiritual novices. He repeated his famous edict, first deserve, then desire. Srila Prabhupada explained that devotees should qualify themselves by intense service and full surrender before they cultivate such elevated aspirations. He then concluded the meeting by explaining that just because his books glorified the gopis' exalted devotion, the subject was not meant for premature study. It is not forbidden, but it is not for neophytes. So, on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada, he published the Nectar of Devotion, or the Nectar of Instruction, excuse me. Nectar of Instruction talks very much about the love of the gopis, the love of Radharani, how residing in Radhakund and meditating on Krishna's pastimes with the gopis is the highest devotional service. So Prabhupada, there's a misconception actually amongst some devotees that Prabhupada did not want us to study any books other than his books, which is clarified in this following conversation. Paramahamsa. Srila Prabhupada, I remember once I heard a tape where you told us that we should not try to read the books of previous acharyas. Prabhupada. Amoga. That we should not try to read Bhaktivinoda's books or earlier books or of other acharyas. So I was just wondering. Prabhupada. I never said that. Amoga. You didn't say that? Oh. Prabhupada, how is that? Amoga, I thought you said that we should not read the previous acharya's books. Prabhupada, no, you should read. Amoga, we should? Prabhupada, it is misunderstanding. Paramahamsa, I think maybe he was thinking that there were some things about some of the Gaudiya Math books. Prabhupada, maybe. Paramahamsa, and sometimes you said that better to read your books. Amoga, when the devotees went to India this year, they said that Achyutananda Swami very chastised and that you should never. If I catch any of you buying Bhaktisiddhanta's books from Gaudiya Math, then I will take it away, something like that. Paramahamsa. Yeah, that was the reason, was because of, he didn't want the devotees going to Gaudiya Math, but there's nothing wrong with the idea of studying the previous acharya's books. Prabhupada, no, who said that? That is wrong. We are following previous acharyas. I never said that. Paramahamsa. All of your commentaries are coming from the previous acharyas. Prabhupada, yes. Jayadharma, but that wouldn't mean that we should keep all the previous acharyas' books and only read them. Prabhupada, that is already there. You first assimilate what you have got. You simply pile up books and do not read them. What is the use? So Prabhupada, he didn't discourage devotees from studying other books. In fact, about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books like Jayadharma, which culminates in very, very esoteric talk, conversations about the different moods of the gopis in relationship to Krishna, then Prabhupada said, yes, that book should be translated and published. But the qualification to understand these books is that we have to be absorbed in spreading Krishna consciousness. And also the kirtan, as Srila Prabhupada quoted his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. This humble servant of Radha and her beloved Krishna always hopes for kirtan, and he begs all to loudly sing the names of Lord Hari. The transcendental power of congregational chanting automatically awakens remembrance of the Lord and his divine pastimes in relationship to one's own eternal spiritual form. Only at that time does it become possible to go off to a solitary place and engage in the confidential worship of their lordships. So, we are aspiring to develop love of Krishna, and that is the whole goal of everything we're doing. Coming to Mangal Aarti, whatever we're doing is for the sake of actually developing Krishna prema. So to get to that point, we have to hear about Krishna. That's why the acharyas wrote so many books. And that's why Prabhupada, he wrote the Krishna book because he was afraid that he wouldn't have time to finish the whole Srimad Bhagavatam before he got to the 10th canto. So he wanted to make sure that the devotees had a chance to hear about Krishna Leela in case he left the planet prematurely. So he encouraged his devotees to read the Krishna book, which talk a lot about Radha and Krishna's loving pastimes. And Prabhupada, you know, he had that book distributed to the general public. And there's one famous verse, Vikritam Bhajabhadya Idam Hivishnum, which means that by hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, all the lusty desires in the heart are vanquished. So we should hear, but we should not hear exclusively only about the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, which is what some devotees do. Well, this is wrong. And then if we simply hear about these affairs and then we don't preach, then we're asking for trouble. This is what the Prakriti Sahajas do. This is what the some of the residents of Radha Kund, they're doing this. But Prabhupada, he always preached. He traveled around. He said, when you're very advanced, okay, you 50 years, you spend preaching, then you can go and live in Mayapur and simply chant Hare Krishna. But for me, I'm not advanced enough to do that. I would rather just travel around. I want to die on the battlefield. That's what he said when he was in New York. When he was 80 years of age, 81 years of age. He said, I simply want to travel around and preach and spread Krishna consciousness, which is what he did. As we know, on his last trip out of India, he was very sick. I was in London at the time. He came to London to come to America to show people how to live simply off the land. I've said that before, I know. But, you know, he couldn't even walk himself. He was so thin, and he came out of Vrindavan to preach. So this is the example that, you know, the more we dedicate, of course, most of us are still healthy, but we should be concerned about, if we want to get Krishna prema, about how much we can go out and spread Krishna consciousness. Because just to worship the deity in the temple, Prabhupada, according to Smara Hari, but he says that this is for neophytes. Of course, we love the deities, and deity worship is very, very important in Krishna consciousness. But there's more to Krishna consciousness than that. So, anyway, seeing as it's Shubhas Pandit's appearance day, Shubhas Pandit was one of the Panchatattva. He was the incarnation of a devotee. Panchatattva Makam Krishnam Bhakti Rupa Sarupakam Bhakti Avataram Bhakti Akam Namami Bhakti Shakti Kam. So he was the incarnation of a devotee, Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is also a great personality. What is Narada Muni always doing? Anyone know?
Preaching.
He's always preaching, all the time. He's going from planet to planet, trying to tell people about Krishna. And of course, Srivas Thakur, he was completely dependent on Krishna's mercy. He would worship the Ganges. And Lord Chaitanya would say, why are you worshiping the Ganges? How come you live in such opulence? You have everything you need, you never work, I don't see you, you didn't go to college, you didn't get a PhD, you don't work like an ass, but you always have everything you need. So, Shiva responded, he said, yes, I always have what I need, and I have a trick that I clap 3 times. And if after clapping 3 times I don't have everything I need, then I will just simply drown myself in the Ganges. But I always have everything I need. And Lord Chaitanya said that even if the goddess Lakshmi goes starving, you will never go starving, because you are a great devotee and you are always chanting Hare Krishna. You are always absorbed in spiritual consciousness. So the many pastimes with Srivas Pandit, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many of the pastimes took place in Srivas Sangam, the house of Srivas Pandit, and because he was Narada. And there's an interesting, in the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, which is a very wonderful book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was empowered by Lord Chaitanya. He's not an ordinary person. He wrote so many wonderful books. Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he talks about a conversation between Lord Shiva and Narada Muni. And seeing as Srivas Pandit was an incarnation of Narada Muni, this would be appropriate. So, Narada asked his guru, Sadashiva, oh Lord, I have heard everything that I wanted to know, but now I wish to hear more about the supreme path of Baba. Lord Shiva said, oh Narada, the servants, friends, mother and father and beloved gopas of Krishna possess all good qualities. They are all eternal. Whatever pastimes of the spiritual world have been described in the Puranas are also present eternally in the Vrindavan, manifest on the earth and within the cycle of material time. Going to and from the forests and pastures and herding the cows with his friends are the same in both places, but the killing of demons that occurs in the earthly pastimes is present in the spiritual world only as a conception for nourishing rasa. In the pastimes of the material world, that conception takes the active form of actually killing demons. Krishna's gopas give place to Krishna's secret meanings with the belief that they are the wives of someone else. Those who want to serve Krishna in this manner of the gopas must think of themselves as having similar forms and qualities. Narada said, how can those who have not realized the spiritual pastime serve the Lord in that mood? Sadashiva replied, O Narada, in truth, I do not know those pastimes. My conception of having a male body is an obstacle. If you go to Vrinda Devi, she will tell you. Vrinda Devi lives near Keshi Tirtha along with many gopi servants of Krishna. Narada went to Vrinda Devi and asked, O Devi, if I'm qualified, please tell me about Krishna's Astakaliya Leela, the eightfold daily pastimes. Anyway, it goes on into Krishna's daily pastimes, very beautiful. But I found something very interesting this morning. I'm nearly finished. Sorry to go on. This is very interesting where it's talking about different relationships in the spiritual world. And it explains how that Lord Nityananda, he was in the mood of a cowherd boy. And then it says that, I can't find the quote now. Anyway, then it says that Lord Nityananda, he was in the mood of a cowherd boy. And the people that follow Lord Nityananda's mood, then they also can become cowherd boys. But then it explains that they also can develop the mood of the gopas and become gopas. This is what I read this morning. I just can't find it. That's weird. Anyway, that's pretty interesting. Another thing is that Prabhupada says, the quotes the verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's quoted, Aradhananam Salvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratam Devi Tadiyanam Samachanam. Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, my dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas, who are related to Lord Vishnu. In the purport, it's very instructive here, Prabhupada says, there are many devotees, those in the Shanta Ras, Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsali Ras, and Madhurya Ras. Although all the Rasas are on the transcendental platform, the Madhurya Ras is the supreme transcendental mellow. Consequently, it is concluded that the worship of devotees engaged in the Lord's service in Madhurya Rasa is the supreme spiritual activity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers mainly worship Lord Krishna in the Madhurya Rasa. Other Vaishnava acharyas recommend worship up to the Vatsali Rasa. Anyway, the point is that worshiping a devotee in Madhurya Rasa is the highest worship. And some devotees, they speculate that Prabhupada is in Sakya Ras, which is a total speculation, because Prabhupada never said what rasa he was in. When he was asked what rasa he was in, he simply said, that you do not need. So it's wrong to speculate about Prabhupada's rasa with Krishna, because basically, if we conclude that he's in Sakyabhav, or love of the cowherd boys, and worship him in that mood, then that might be contradicting what Prabhupada says clearly in this purport, that worshipping a devotee in Madhurya Rasa is the highest worship. So we don't want to contradict what Prabhupada says. It's open. We don't know what Prabhupada was, so don't speculate. But seeing as all the previous acharyas, like Yasa Mati Nandana Prabhu said to me that all the previous acharyas were actually gopas, and that a fruit tree supplies a particular type of fruit. You don't get one tree which gives 10 different types of fruit. It gives one type of fruit. So seeing as he was the spiritual son and grandson of all these great devotees who were Madhura Rasa, it would seem that that would be like saying that a fruit tree is giving a different type of fruit by saying that Prabhupada is not in Madhura Rasa. So this is best to not speculate. Anyway, our goal is Krishna Prema. Whatever rasa we're in, that is the goal. But we worship the gopis because they manifest the highest level of Krishna Prema. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Other examples, and I was wondering, do you change, like, when you're in the with Krishna in Vaikuntha, do you change your rasa? Can you change your partner?
That's what I read this morning. It said clearly, and I just can't find it. I'll find it.
Oh, okay.
But it said that, you know, the followers of Lord Nityananda, they become cowherd boys, but then from that position it's said clearly that they can become gopas if they want to.
But I don't, the way I interpret that, it didn't mean that they could change, it meant that they had a choice, either become one or the other, as what I thought you meant when you read it, that you didn't become one and then change your mind and become another. I thought, well, what it said, they can be that, or they can be the other, you know, one or the other, is what I thought that meant.
Well, here it is, I found it. Okay, listen, you can interpret it how you like it. Okay, the devotees headed by Gadadhar Pandit are to be considered incarnations of the potency of the Lord. They are internal potential devotees engaged in the service of the Lord. Purport. In connection with verses 16 and 17, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in his Anubhasya, quote, there are specific symptoms by which the internal devotees and the unalloyed or pure devotees are to be known. All unalloyed devotees are Shakti Tattvas or potencies of the Lord. Some of them are situated in conjugal love and others in filial affection, fraternity and servitude. Certainly all of them are devotees. But by making a comparative study, it's found that the devotees or potencies which engaged in conjugal love are better situated than the others. Thus, devotees who are in a relationship with the Supreme Personality of God in conjugal love are considered to be the most confidential devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who engage in the service of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Advaita Prabhu generally have relationships of parental love, fraternity, servitude, and neutrality. When such devotees develop great attachment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they too become situated within the intimate circle of devotees in conjugal love. That's right, so clear. This gradual development of devotional service is described by Srila Narottam Das Thakur as follows, and he quotes Gauranga Balita Habe. So there we are, pretty clear. Glad I found that, huh? What's that? That is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 7, text number 17. Okay, it's late now. Oh, you have a... Okay, Mick.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So after making a study of all of Prabhupada's books,
right,
what are some other books that you would recommend?
They're unlimited.
Where's a good place to start?
Obviously, any books by the six Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami. They're all amazing books.
That narrows it down a little bit.
Huh? Back to the Note Tackle. You know, Jiva Dharma, Shiksha Amrita. There's just so many books. I mean, they came specifically to write books. And when you read those books, you're just associating with the Goswamis. I mean, the one I love actually is Ananda Vrindavan Champu. That's an amazing book. And that's by Kavi Kanapur. That's a beautiful book. There's just so many books which just, I mean, you know, that's why I don't bother going to seminars, to be honest, because I'd rather get it direct. You know, by reading these books, you're actually associating with the Goswamis. It's amazing. Madam.
When you had mentioned that the fruit doesn't far from the tree, when you had mentioned that the fruit doesn't, so I was thinking of Vanchakalpa, but you just saw that the devotees are desire trees, and you can get any fruit you want from a desire tree. They have, it's not just apples and apples, they got any fruit that's in your desire comes from the desire tree.
Yeah. All right, finish. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.